Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what's this nonsense?
I'm addicted to your sweater.
All these bankers, all the food bankers, none of the bankers, whole lot of bankers.
Then I saw one better. My girl, she loved me and I love her back. But these voices in my ear keep trying to get me to act up. I swear, everywhere I go, I see another. Guarantee she gets it from her mother. Baby, all this temptation, I can't fight it. No, I'm supposed to. And sometimes they lay all on me, and I know it's plain to see that I like them B-A-D.
Oh. I like them bad, and that girl, she's bad. Her and her friends don't listen to no one. She do whatever she wants.
Temptation, I can't fight it.
Going down. old school like Atari, so it's sick of race and misery. Damn, making love, baby girl, we making history. This is me, picture me, ripped with all my cylinders. Maybe even sweet and low, depending on how the meeting goes. Meeting in my bedroom, discussing all these facts and figures. Feel my stock rising in return, it makes me a professor. You can call me Google and I'll tell you why the reasons be. I ain't no search engine, but I get results of me. That first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, it don't matter, it don't matter. As long as it's going down. After that first time, that next time gonna be, it's gonna be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't care who's around, just as long as it's going down. Hey. My sex is schizophrenic, means I make your body multitask like a bowl of Cheerios, nothing but them all that fast. Baby, ask about me, get my reputation for lying and daughters. Have your substitute in champagne for some of that pot of water. Take me in, lose yourself, taste my sweet elite seduction. George W. Mad because of my mad slip in the reproduction. So what's the option? Do I go on for now or stay the course? Yeah, you right, I'ma stay in free until I find it. After that first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. I don't care who's around, just as long as it's going down. After that first time, that next time gon' be, I don't care who's around, just as long as it's going down. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome all, welcome one, welcome all. This is Lawless Radio. You're now tuned in to Bucking Off with Buck, and yes, that is me. I am Buck. I am coming to you live from DeKalb County, Georgia, where it is a thunderstormy 73 degrees on the corner of Candler Road and McAfee Road. All right, y'all. Here at Lawless Radio, we represent the best in unsigned, independent, underground artists. If you would like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com, follow the instructions, submit your music. Let's get you on the air. Let's get you out there. All right, y'all. Gotta forgive me. I'm a little tired. Did a little bit of a tri-state tour. If I can say, took the kids to Birmingham, and we did a little civil rights trip there. Well, we went to the 16th Street Baptist Church, where the church was bombed, and the four little black girls were killed. We went there, and we also went to the Civil Rights Museum right across the street from the 16th Street Baptist Church, and we got to see a lot of the racism that went on back in the day. My children were educated on it. Excuse me. They had no idea of the injustices that went on back in the day, but now they are aware and they are open-minded, and I just ask everyone to go to Birmingham. And go check out the Civil Rights Museum as well as the 16th Street Baptist Church. And we left there and took the kids to a children's museum, which was a great place. Birmingham has quite a bit. I didn't know Birmingham had as much as it did. They also had a statue honoring the late Eddie Kendricks of the Temptations. I thought was pretty awesome. And after we left Birmingham, we went to Mississippi to visit some family, and we were deep in the country. I'm talking I'm talking so deep in the country, there's no garbage man. You have to bring your trash. That's what you got to do. You're 9 miles from the nearest Walmart. That's pretty far. You deep in the country. If you're 9 miles from the nearest Walmart, you in the country. Believe me. I mean, there's a Walmart just about on every corner. But, damn, 9 miles? Wow. You damn near got to pack a sandwich just to go to Walmart in the country. And after we left there, yes, we kept traveling. We went to New Orleans, Louisiana, and we stayed there for a couple of days, me and my lovely wife and my children. And we drifted and just drifted and drifted. And we had a good time, just riding around, looking at the places and faces. And crossing Lake Pontchartrain was, man, that was a mighty feat. If anyone has ever went across Lake Pontchartrain on Interstate 10, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, that man, if you don't know, hey, I tell you what, Google Lake Pontchartrain at Interstate 10, Google it, and take a look at that bridge. And there's a bridge that's 7 miles long. It's nothing but bridge, and you have to cross this bridge to get into New Orleans. And I was trying to hold it together for my kids, and they were just, oh, they were flabbergasted. Like, oh, this is beautiful. Oh, look at all the pretty water. I'm like, oh, my God. When are we going to get the hell off this bridge? It just seemed like it just kept going forever and ever and ever. And that was during the daytime, and crossing it at night, I thought that would have been better, but it wasn't. That was horrible. I don't wish that on anybody. So my hat's off to all the people, to all the fine citizens of New Orleans, Louisiana, who go across Lake Pontchartrain, that 7 mile bridge, every day of their life. And I failed to mention there is another bridge. It's called a causeway, and this one goes all the way across Lake Pontchartrain. This bridge is 24 miles long. Can you imagine being on a bridge for 24 miles? There's nothing around you but water. You on this bridge, and there's water as far as the eye can see. I mean, hell no. I'm sorry. No. Hell no. That's something I can't do that one. I refuse to do that bridge. That was too much for me. So if anybody's ever been on been across Lake Pontchartrain or seen Lake Pontchartrain, give me a call, 646-478-5209. I am in the chat room. Yes, I have the chat room up and running at lawlessradio.com. Go to lawlessradio.com, click on the live chat, and you will find me there. All right? Okay, y'all, before I came on the air, that was something that I was looking at, and y'all know how I feel about these reality shows. Let me take a breath, because this one really threw me off. That was a reality show that I was watching before I came on the air, and the name of it was The Best Funeral Ever. Let me say that again. The name of this reality show was called The Best Funeral Ever. And yes, it was exactly what it said it was. It was the funeral. One of the best funerals ever for the person who died. Okay? Let me break it down to you. All right. This episode was about a brother who was a pit master. If anyone doesn't know what a pit master is a person who is deadly on the grill. I mean, I mean, slow and low, cooking on the grill, doing pork, beef, everything. That's what a pit master is. A pit master can put his foot in some ribs. And this pit master that died, evidently he was pretty good at making baby back ribs, because the motto of the funeral was, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back ribs. Willie's baby back ribs. So the person that died, his name was Willie. So they called it Willie's baby back ribs. That was the theme of the funeral. Excuse me. So, first off, the casket. The casket was in the form of this big, gigantic barbecue pit. It was just that, a big barbecue pit. Had the smoke stack on it, and as a matter of fact, there was a king's crown around the smoke stack for Mr. Willie, the pitmaster. And I believe when it was time for them to get up to view the body, you know, sometimes, you know, you get up and go look at the body. Everybody takes a walk around and views the body. They had a platter of baby back ribs. And as you went around to view the body, you took one of the ribs from the platter and you stuck the rib in the barbecue fountain. I'm not lying. I'm not making this up. There was a fountain that was flowing with barbecue sauce. Yes, folks, yes, a fountain that was flowing with barbecue sauce. And you took your rib, you the body, and as you went by, you ate your rib. Lord have mercy. I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like that a day in my life. I don't think I ever will actually see anything with my human eyes like that. But, okay. Second one was, there was a brother who had a childhood illness. I want to say it was spina bifida. That's the disease, illness where your spine is all jacked up and curved. Your spine is straight. And you don't walk straight, and you're forever walking with crutches or in a wheelchair. You know, you can't walk on your own because your body's badly, it's messed up. Put it, I'm sorry, I can't say it any other way than that. So they had this one brother, he had spina bifida. So he couldn't, because of his illness, he couldn't go to the amusement park, you know, on the fair and ride the roller coasters and Ferris wheel and all that. So what they did was they cremated the brother and they put his ashes in an urn and they had the funeral service at the fair. That was a state fair where they had all the merry-go-rounds and Ferris wheels and roller coasters there. So they had the funeral service at the fair with this brother's ashes in this urn. And yes, they got on the roller coasters and the Ferris wheels and the bumper cars and the merry-go-round with this brother's urn, ashes in this urn. First time I've ever seen anything like that. Like I said, I don't think I'll be able to see anything like that with my own eyes. And it was, that was unbelievable. That was truly an amazement to me. And it was, the name of this show is called The Best Funeral ever. I mean, I've seen some humdingers. You know, I've seen fallouts, faints. Hell, I've even seen fights, you know. But I ain't never seen barbecue ribs served at a funeral. That's the first time for everything, I do believe. Wow. All right, y'all, we're going to do like we always do, support these underground independent artists. I'm going to play some music, and I will be back, and we're going to do what we do right here on Lawless Radio. Be right back.
I'm so Here I go, I'm on my own. This is the first show without you. Gotta face the crowd, I hope the lights are down. And let the music drown out the thought of you. All these girls don't rock my world. No, not the way that you used to. There goes our song, ooh, it's been too long. I'm running but I can't escape you. Like you're right here beside me. The way you work the floor, it makes me want you more. Ooh, I want your body against me. These girls are dancing like crazy, but nothing like you, my baby. I'm missing the magic we made on the dance floor. My hands around your hips, like a baby got a grip. Ooh, I miss your body again.
I got to hit the mute button. I can't talk if the mute button has been pressed. All right, y'all, I'm back. This is Bucking Alpha Buck right here on Lawless Radio. Before we went to the break, that was Closer by Jeff. And then right after that, that was Brandy Kane. Excuse me. All right, I'm going to bring a caller in. We bugging right now on some of these reality shows, and I was just bugging on this one last reality show that I saw right before I came on the air, the best funeral ever. I'm gonna bring in caller. Talk to me, Magic Man. Is this you, brother?
Yes, sir. What's going on with you, boss man?
I'm all right, cuz. You all right?
Yeah, man. I'm chilling out here, man. You know how I go. All
right, now I know you heard me talking about this reality show.
Right,
best general ever. Yeah. Now, what it was a brother who was the pit master, you know, a man who worked the grill. His name was Willie. And at Willie's funeral, they served baby back ribs during the funeral procession. I mean, this is why the funeral's going on. You know, you grab your rib, and then you go to the barbecue fountain. As a fountain that's got bubbling barbecue sauce, you know, like a champagne fountain, but this is
right, like
barbecue
they would do out there.
Fountain.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. You get your rib, eat it, and you walk on by and view the body. The body is laying inside of a big barbecue pit grill. You see what I'm saying? I mean,
custom-made barbecue pit grill?
Yes, but it was a casket. You know what I'm saying? This is what he was buried in. It was his casket. It was, you know, like those barbecue grills that they make out of the trash can, the metal trash can. It was made like that, but it was long as what you
man,
could
fit
a body.
Man, crazy.
Oh,
so they
man.
Made like a super long one out of that.
Yes. Yes.
Ah, that's crazy,
yes.
man.
Yes. Like I say, I've seen some fallouts. I've seen some fights, but I ain't never seen ribs served during a funeral procession. I mean that kind of takes the cake. I don't know who is coming up with these reality shows, but right here at Lawless Radio, I'm pumping that we come out with our own reality show. It's gonna be called Lawless Reality. Are you down with that, brother?
You know I'm down with it. You know,
man.
That's how we go. So,
man,
that's crazy though. You just dip your barbecue sauce on down and then get you something right, huh?
That's it.
That's
Bobby
crazy.
Dick
I ain't never heard of that in my life.
Willie. Never. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Never seen that. I didn't even know something. I didn't even know that existed. A barbecue sauce fountain. I didn't know that existed. I had no idea. I mean, I guess you learn something every day. I know we got a restaurant here called Golden Corral. They got a chocolate fountain where chocolate flows through the fountain. But barbecue sauce, that's a new black thing to me. That's a new black thing to me. I'm amazed.
Right. Man, that's crazy. Because I'm like, you know, the Golden Corral, they already got the chocolate fountain. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
you dip your little strawberries and stuff all in there and everything.
Yeah.
Wild, bro.
maybe this is an idea for them. Maybe they need to catch on and get them a barbecue.
Yeah. You know how I go. That's wild though, bro. I was like, barbecue sauce, man. That's great.
Hey, hold on a sec, Magic. Look like I got somebody in the Wisconsin area. 414-807. Talk to me. Who is this?
What up? Big bucking up. You notice your man, Mississippi Red. What's that?
The one and only.
Only
How you
one.
Feel, my man?
Only one. I'm good, dog.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Did you hear what we were just talking about? This
I just thrown the L.
Say again?
I just got on the L.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there is this. I done told you about these reality shows. Are blowing me away. There's a new TV reality show called Best Funeral Ever, and it's about people having these great funeral processions. And this one funeral procession was for a pit master, a guy named Willie, and he was damn good on the grill. So what they did was they served barbecue ribs during his funeral procession. As you went by to view the body, there was a platter of ribs. You grabbed the rib and you dipped it in the barbecue sauce fountain as you viewed the body, and you ate the rib and went back to your seat. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Right, you hear me?
Have you ever heard of anything like that?
For one buck, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not a great fan of the reality shows because neither am I. Well, let me finish, because reality is fake nowadays. It's more like soap opera. But I'm gonna tell you who loves the reality shows, and that's Mel Lawler. That's my baby. She loves them really. You can like it all she wants, but I never liked soap operas when I was a kid. I never liked soap operas when I became a man. It's just some entertainment for certain people, you know. So I've never seen it, you know.
Well, you tell your baby to be on the lookout for a show called The Best Funeral Ever. And check it out. There was another segment of they had this other funeral, which was done at a fair, a carnival. What it was, there was a brother who had spina bifida, and he was never able to go to the fair and ride the Ferris wheels and the roller coasters and all that. So they had his body cremated, and they had a service for him at the fair, at the carnival. And they rode around on the ride with his ass in the urn on the Ferris wheel and the merry-go-round, the bumper cars, the roller coasters. So he had a chance to ride the rides for the first time in his life.
I had a cousin like that, and she was sickle cell. And she was never well enough to go to Disneyland. And my auntie, she had her cremated and put a Monty urn, her ashes in the Monty urn, and my auntie said, well, she was never well enough to go to Disney in Orlando. And so she had a Monty urn for her and took it down there. And since she wanted to go to Disney so bad, my auntie just took a mini urn, and sprinkle it in Disney, in Orlando. Now, I know they got women in California. Now, is that Disney? That's Disney. Is that Disney? That's Disney World, no Disneyland.
I don't know. I get them mixed up. I don't know either.
I get them mixed up too. So,
did you say she had her ashes sprinkled there, or she rode the rags in her urn?
She put her ashes in the big fountain down in Orlando.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Okay.
So
okay.
She always said, because my cousin always said she wanted to go to Disney World in Orlando. So what my auntie did was take a mini urn of her and sprinkle it in the fountain in Disney World.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's cool too. That's
I ain't no problem with that. My thing was, let me tell you something. I heard this a few years ago. Okay, the guitar player for the Rolling Stones, what was his name?
I'm saying Keith Richards.
Keith Richards, right. He actually, you heard about this, right? He took his father's ashes and snorted it in a line of cocaine. Because he wanted to give, you know, he wanted to keep his dad in him. You know what I'm saying? he took Keith Richards, put his dad's ashes in a line of cocaine, and just tooted them.
Wow. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised with that being from Keith Richards. That That doesn't surprise me at all. I'm just curious.
The other half he did, he rolled it into a blunt and smoked them.
Do what?
He wanted to keep it in him. If y'all don't believe me, look it up. Look the shit up.
Magic.
What's up with
magic, man? I don't know if you intake, but would you roll up somebody's ashes and smoke them?
Man, I just feel like that is disrespect, bro. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even get down like that. I wouldn't even do that to my worst enemy. You hear me?
I wouldn't even do that to my worst enemy.
You know what I'm saying? That's total disrespect, man. Come on, you gonna smoke it? You gonna smoke half the ashes up in the blend and snort the other up in coke? Oh, man. You just For real, bro. I mean, it don't make no sense, man. I'm just, because I was up there listening, bro. I'm like, oh, no, he didn't do that.
You're going to be haunted for the rest of your life. You're going to be haunted.
For real, that's going to track you the rest of your life, the rest of your days, and your soul. Hey, you got to deal with the man upstairs. You got to deal with the man upstairs after that.
Oh, man.
That don't make no sense, bro.
Man, that's what Keith Richards did. That is what Keith Richards did.
Right.
Snowed and smoked his father all in one fell swoop.
I ain't silly for that, bro.
Hey, man. Like I said, Keith Richards, that doesn't surprise me coming from Keith Richards. That doesn't surprise me. I like a token too, just like the next man, but I don't think I can toke anybody ashes for real.
Nah, man, I wouldn't.
I believe in ghosts. I don't know about y'all, but I believe in ghosts. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I believe in hauntings, so I don't want to be haunted for smoking or snorting anybody. You see what I'm
right.
saying?
Right. If you look at it in reality, if you snorting and then you smoke it, it's really going to be in the inside of your body. So really, the soul stress is really going to be hunting you, just like you said, for the rest of your day.
Yeah, because
it's going to be inside of you.
Thank you. I don't need that in my life at this point in time. Thank you very much.
Cool.
No, man, that
ain't cool.
No, I can't go down with that one. All right. On that note, y'all hold tight. We gonna do like we always do. Support our up and coming underground artists. This one right here is I Choose You, F.L. Jones. Man, it left you in suspense. Like, is it coming on? Like, boom, where is it? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. Welcome back to Lawless Radio. Sorry. Got a little choked up there. welcome back. This is Bucking Off with Buck, and yes, I am Buck. Bucking Off is being brought to you in part by It's About You and Me, LLC, where they specialize in the life coaching, relationship coaching, marriage counseling, and romantic therapy. Check them out at their website, itsaboutyouandmellc.com. Get your life together. At this time, I'd also like to do like I do every Thursday night, is I'd like to throw some love out to Grady Hospital, all the doctors and nurses and pharmacists, technicians, and phlebotomists, the people that come and take your damn blood every 3 minutes, seems like. Grady Hospital, well, they're doing the best they can with what they got to save your life. Excuse me. Yes, we were talking about the reality shows. We don't care for them, and they're really, man, they're astonishing. They're really astonishing. Yeah, one thing I'd like to bring up is, and it's something that my wife always jabs me about, and yes, I do love my wife. sometimes I get myself caught up in a time warp where I still think it's the 70s. Yes, I am a 70s baby. Yes, I am. And sometimes my lingo, it kind of goes back to the 70s. You know, sometimes I call people blood, and it just hurts the hell out of my wife, you know, because she think it's, you know, somebody may take it for a gang affiliation, you know, you Bloods or Crips or whatever y'all call them. And I use right on a lot. I use that. And I just get myself caught up in that a lot. I just like the lingo. It's down. You know, it's righteous. You know, it's right on. You can check me out in the chat room on lawlessradio.com and tell me about any of your old lingo. Or hit me up, 646-478-5209. Mississippi, are you
still there?
Do you use any of the 70s lingo, like right on, or what's up, blood, and talk to me, brother, or any of that lingo? Talk to me.
I say, yeah. I be like, man, what up, bro? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I be like, yeah. What up, bro? I don't say bro. Bro is like a lot of these kids. You, I'm like, what's happening, bro? What's going on?
I use blood.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know how it is with our, you know, with our generation after us be like, hey, bro, what's up, bro? What up, bro? I think bro is better than bro. What's happening, bro?
I like blood myself. Me,
it's
myself,
like,
I like blood.
What up,
what's
hey,
up,
bro?
Blood?
Hey, come here, bro. What up, cuz? You know what I'm saying?
I like blood. And my favorite line is, hey, blood, can you do me a solid? I'm quite sure that not too many people know where I'm coming from with that one.
Yeah.
Mississippi, hold tight. Let me bring the lovely and talented Dr. Linnea Buckhalter in. Miss Catrice, how are you this evening?
What's going on, Jive Turkey?
What'd you say? Did you call me a Jive Turkey? You know you can get beat down for that. Hold on. Mississippi, I was just called a Jive Turkey.
You said the lingo, man. I was going with the lingo.
Oh my goodness.
I love you, baby. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't like that blood. That blood. I wish that you'd lose that from your vocabulary. One day, somebody gonna say you blood, really? Then
no, No, I'm not blood, you jive turkey. Mel Lawless, you got your ears on, sugar?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Mel.
Hey.
Hey, Katrina.
Hey, baby.
Hey. You know what? I talk about them words. I told Kevin that because he always saying cuz.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm used to blood. That's my thing. That's been my thing. Blood. Hey, Mel, listen. I was just told that you are a reality show fan. Is that correct?
I am.
Okay.
But I heard the thing about the barbecue sauce and the ribs. I want to know what channel you was watching.
What?
What channel was that on?
That was on Discovery Health Channel. And the funeral home is called Golden Gate Funeral Home in St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis? Oh, my.
Yes. Yes. It was a funeral home called Golden Gate Funeral Home in St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm serious. Like, I need to check that out.
Yes, it's called The Best Funeral Ever. And right after that there's another show that's called Funeral Boss. And this is also a funeral home that is in St. Louis, Missouri. And it's all about the workings of a funeral home. And they don't go extravagant as the other funeral show. This one is just a basic, common funeral parlor. You know what I'm saying? And
they wouldn't know what all the murders going on around there.
Yeah. I do believe that's where the money is in. The money is in death. Everybody say, no, money is in technology and healthcare. No, money is in death.
You know what? Kevin said that earlier. We were talking about what business we was going to go into, and he said funeral home or real estate.
Well, give it a minute on the real estate. You better get some funeral home licenses. I'm going to tell you that right now. Hey, listen, y'all. It is 2 minutes before my hour of 10 o'clock, and it has been fun. As always, every Thursday, y'all can catch me right here on Lawless Radio from 9 to 10. And also, we have a lineup here on Lawless Radio Tuesday nights from 8 to 9, starting at 8:30. There is Nikki Outlaw. On Wednesday night, there is none other than the chairman, Greg Grind, TL, starting at 8 o'clock. And like I said on Thursday nights, it's me, the one and only Buck. And on Friday, there is your midday release with Dr. Lynette Buckhalter, formerly a.k.a. Raw Deal Catrice. And we have a new show coming on Saturday. You know what? I'm not even going to announce it. I'm going to let her announce it. Mel.
Yes, sir.
Please tell me about Saturday. Please tell the listeners all about Saturday, baby.
I have to let y'all know I'm coming with it. No limit. We're going to get down and dirty with it. Adult topics, adult issues, adult fun. Why everybody come out and support me. We're going to do it Lawless style, Lawless After Dark. And I will be on 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Hot dog. See there? Lawless Radio has something for everyone. Just about every night of the week. Mel, baby, I will see you Saturday night. You have my word. And I want to say thank you to everybody that called in this evening. Magic Man, thank you. I will catch you next week, brother. You got my word. Catrice, thank you. As always, Mississippi, I can't say nothing else about you. Appreciate you, brother. Catch y'all next week. Y'all remember, if you can do it, there's nothing stopping you. Catch you later. Running by Donnie Williams.
tomorrow. Simply for my family. Go to work every day and still have no money. Living in this world, it gets harder and harder. Wishing for my big break to come today or tomorrow. Even though I'm smiling, the sun's not shining. Inside my soul, my heart is crying. Oh. Ooh. Yeah. I keep on running. I keep on. Cause she's not here anymore. And when he got the news, oh, he just hit the floor in search for an answer to his prayer, praying that someday when he got out, she'll be there. But now, oh, my head up high, head up high. Yes, it will. But until that day, let's stress and noise pray. God will make a way. Hey, yeah, yeah. So to everyone that's going through something, hold your head up high.
Keep on running for the light. Keep on, y'all. Keep on running for the light. Keep on, y'all. Keep on running. Keep on, y'all. Keep on running. Keep on.